Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is an NBA champion, defensive player of the year, and two-time league MVP. But you may know him as the Greek Freak. Please give it up for Giannis Antetokounmpo!
Look at that.
What is this?
It's a cup.
Is this coffee?
There's a little bit. A little bit of coffee or water, something like that.
How would you coffee, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming to New York.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I should be calling you head coach. You coached me in the...
Yeah, I'm the coach, yeah.
Yeah.
But you had like 0 points.
Yeah.
But your defense, your energy was great. Like, you were a great teammate.
That's what people tell me all the time, but that didn't really translate to online props. I got roasted bad. Look, I just think in the future we got to divide it up. We got pro athletes over here and then civilians. Because we got DK Metcalf sledgehamming on people.
That's my guy.
I mean, he's great.
That's the MVP.
But I'm a 37-year-old Indian man, and we're all playing with each other. Listen, man, how's the knee feeling? I got to ask you that.
Feels good. Feels great.
Okay. So you're going to recover? Are you good?
I feel no pain. I'm good, man.
So you... Yeah. So look, we're here in New York because we're obviously here to talk about an amazing foundation that you have. And one of the things you are so proud to share with the world is how much you love your family.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about Giannis, but I kind of find it annoying at times. You're always like, my name is Giannis, I love my family, I love my brothers. And then my family gets mad at me, and they're like, why don't you talk about us this way? And I'm like, he's hiding something. That's what a person with a secret does.
No, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in this position that I'm sitting today without my family.
Yeah.
You know, without the sacrifices that... Without the sacrifice that my parents made every single day to provide for us, to put us in a position to have the opportunity to go out there and accomplish our dreams and goals in life, you know, I wouldn't be here without them. You know, obviously, it's been 6 years now, 2017, 6 years that my dad has passed away. And it's, you know, in honor of him, and as I've said in the past, and I've said a lot of times, like, he had no money. He was poor. He came from Nigeria to have a better life, and we were his legacy, you know. And I could feel like growing up, like he was the richest person in the neighborhood, because he always felt rich because he had us, you know. And so, you know, we decided as family to come together and, you know, build this foundation to basically just do what people did for us, you know, just pull our hand out there and give them an opportunity to be great in whatever they decide to do. And kind of help them be that step for them to go out there and accomplish their dreams the same way I did, you know. And
it's
my
a beautiful
did.
Thing, man. It's the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation. And what's so cool about it is you're focusing on three different places: Milwaukee, Nigeria, and Greece, which is such an integral part of your identity. Mm-hmm. Now, as a child of immigrants, you're an immigrant. Is it weird being here in America and then being around people who don't love their family? You know what I mean? When people are like, my mom is toxic. Like, is that weird to you?
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, when you see mom sell on your phone, you pick it up, right?
I have to.
That's what I'm saying.
I have no choice.
But people think we're crazy. I'm like, there's no way this is going four rings. Are you crazy?
No, you have to pick it up.
Yeah, that's what I, yes.
Like, you say you're 37?
I'm 37.
What was the last time your mom whooped your ass? Like 35?
Yeah, I mean. You know,
so, yeah. So
well, she emotionally whooped my ass this morning. She's like, oh, you're not going to call me before your first day at the Daily Show? I'm like, Mom, I'm busy. Yeah, no, she suplexes me emotionally all the time. But I gotta take it.
Me too, but I'm going to pick up the phone, you know. But at the end of the day, like, as a, you know, in some, or not all relationships are the best, you yeah. know, but at the end of the day, you just got to make it work. But for me, it's easy with my brothers. We slept in the same bed, you know, like I had his feet on my face, you know, I had his, you know, so. Yeah. So
a lot, no, you guys don't know that. Like, when you go back to the motherland, sometimes you got to do head to toe, yeah, toe to head.
Yeah,
you like, it's like reverse Lego logs. You're, yeah.
So yeah. So we're very close. We try to protect one another as much as we can. We try to advise one another. And that's how my dad raised us. Not my dad, let's just say, and my mom also.
Right.
My mom and dad. You know, if one don't eat, nobody eats. If, like, he... Not me, because I'm the third one, but like Thanasis backstage, like he had the most pressure out of all of us, because like my dad was on him, like protect your brothers, like look after your brothers, you know, make sure your brothers get to school, make sure your brothers did, like we were raised to be together. Mm-hmm. So that's why our family has been this way. But you know, there's a lot of times that, you know, sometimes it gets crazy, but yeah. We just have patience.
You got five brothers, bro, that's nuts.
Yeah.
And I was roasting you the other day.
And my brother got in your face.
I right? know, I know. Because I was telling, we were playing horse back and forth, and I can't beat him physically, obviously. But I was like, I gotta defeat him mentally. So we're playing horse, and in the middle of the game, you're shooting a free throw, and I'm like, what's it like being the middle child? That means you're the least loved by your mom. And I did my research. I'm like, you know who your mom loves the most? Alex. And you were like, clank. I'm like, let's go.
It's crazy. That's true. It's crazy.
See, this is what people love about you, Giannis. You love your family. You have humility. I'm talking smack to your face and you're like, it's cool. Then, I don't know if you've seen this about Giannis. There is the groundbreaking tweet you had in 2014. And you talk about your love of sweets. You love American sweets. Let's talk about the smoothie.
Oh, the
yes.
Smoothie.
You go, I just taste for the first time a smoothie. God bless America. All right?
I was so excited.
Dude, it's crazy. And since then, you may have not seen this, but like, I think it was a recent press conference. You're like, I didn't know you could dunk Oreos in milk. This is crazy. Like, so you're just enjoying all of these American sugary sweets. But I wanted to open up your world a little bit. And I wanted to introduce you to more sweets. Because there's nothing more American than diabetes and early onset obesity. So, you obviously talk about Skittles. Skittles is your candy of choice this
yes.
year. I saw that on IG. Obviously, you love smoothies. We've talked about the dunking the Oreo situation. Have you had these? This is a fruit roll-up.
No. I have a game tomorrow, man. Come on.
Come on, let's go. We got to do it right here on TV. I need your taste. Giannis, we've seen you play. We need the Giannis taste test.
Just bite.
Just have a bite. No, there's a rapper. 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 There's a rapper.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. There's a rapper. Let's go. Let's go. Here we go. Thoughts? Taste?
This is good.
Yeah? Sour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me get the other one too, man.
Yeah, you want the other one? All right, here we go. Take this one later, yeah. All right. Now look, growing up as a Muslim, I could not have these. But I brought them for you. This is a Hostess snowball. And I've always wanted to eat one of these, but they have pork gelatin in them. And so I brought them here for you so you could eat the devil's candy. Tell me what you think. I'm just gonna live vicariously through you.
No.
No? So I'm not missing out on anything?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
You know what year they made that?
What year?
1981. These things can survive the zombie apocalypse.
This was good.
This was good?
I'll be honest with you. This
All
was
right.
good.
Let me ask you a question. What's your cereal of choice?
Fruit Loops or the cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Okay. Okay. You know, as an NBA vet, that's kind of a rookie choice. Giannis, have you had Reese's Puffs?
No.
The time is now. I'm gonna undies this right now.
We need some milk, we need the bowl.
No, I just want straight up. Do you like Reese's Pieces? Do you like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
The chocolate ones?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else would I be referring to? Go for it.
Let me see.
Go for it. Please. Just straight up, thoughts.
It's good.
Do you, now imagine this with milk. Do you rank it up there with your top two?
Yes. This is really good. Okay. I like this.
Okay.
This is not bad.
All right. Keep it. You keep that. All right. That's all you, bro. I told you if you come to the show, I'll hook you up. You didn't think it was going to be like this. Look, I got to do something for the culture. I'm hosting the show, and I can't just be giving you these American products. I got to blow your f***ing brain up. I didn't say that right. I gotta blow your mind. I didn't say that.
You gotta blow.
What if I got nervous and be like, I gotta blow your back out? I was like, wait, no. I gotta blow your mind right now, Giannis. This right here. You know what I mean? This right here is a personal delicacy. On behalf of all of South Asia. This right here, Giannis, is what we call a gulab jamun.
A what?
Do you like donuts?
Yes.
Now imagine.
Who don't like donuts?
Everybody loves donuts. Now imagine if you took a donut hole and you were like, go harder in the paint. Let's take that donut hole and douse it in syrup. That, my friend, is a gulab jamun. Here you go.
You made this?
I didn't make this. This is from me. I'm not gonna lie. I can't lie to you. Here we go.
Let me see, man.
Yo, this is a historical moment.
Yeah, I like this. Your mom made it?
Yeah, keep going. You can keep going. Keep going, you can have both. You wanna have all three?
What, did you do something to it?
I didn't do anything to it. This is an MJ with the pizza and the last dance. This is actually from love. I want you to succeed. Let's go. Man. Is that probably the best tasting thing that you had out of all of them?
It's very rich. I like that.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And if you've noticed, if you've seen Indian men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they're kind of shaped like E.T., it's because of stuff like that. I got one last thing to talk to you about. Can we clear this real quick?
Yes.
Can you do this for me?
Yes.
We're gonna clear this real quick. One of the things I love about you, man, and the reason why I wanted to bring you on the show to plug the foundation, is your humility. You know, you are obviously one of the biggest superstars in the world, but you're kind, you're empathetic, you're humble in a league where that's not incentivized. But I gotta be honest with you, you were in a press conference recently.
Yes.
And they asked you, you're a two-time MVP, and they asked you, who's the best player in the league? Yes. And this is what you said. Let's play the tape.
Do I believe I'm the best player in the world? No. The best player in the world is Steph Curry until the next player.
I hate that. I hate that. You look, you got this immigrant dad green card visa energy. But you're a citizen, bro. You deserve to be here, all right? And this whole being nice to everybody else in the league, Giannis, they're going headhunting for you. You think those guys want to be nice to you?
I don't think so.
No. So you got to talk that talk right here, right now, in New York City. Now, I know talking trash isn't your strength. That's my strength.
So you do it for
me? So I wrote you some trash talk right here to some of the top players in the league, and I want you to go to camera three right now. Talk that mother talk! Let's go. Let's go headhunting, Giannis.
Okay.
There we go.
Listen, Luca.
Yeah.
Even though you're running with Kyrie and you have him on your team, I'm coming for you guys. Over. I can't say it.
No! No!
I can't say it.
Give the people what they want, Giannis! Let's do this. Let's do this. I'll do it. I'll be your shit talk translator. Okay. Let's do this. Get it on me. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. What's up, Luca? Even though you're running with Kyrie, the scouting report is out on you. You got sausage arms and cankles. My man, for a dude from Slovenia, you sure look like a dude from Alabama. And you're gonna get this work in the postseason. That's what you gotta say. All right, fine. He likes Luca, he respects his game. What about Jokic? We gotta talk about Joker. I wrote some stuff about Joker. Right here. Here you go. This is Giannis giving Jokic that trash talk.
Joker, how are you gonna make it through the finals where you look like you can barely make it through a Burger King drive-thru?
This is what we want! This is America! Yes! Keep going.
Jokic, I love your game.
No, no! No, it's like this. Go back, prompter. Hey, Jokic, Joker, how are you gonna make it through the finals when you look like you can barely make it through a Burger King drive-thru? You shouldn't be on the court. You should be checking IDs outside of a hookah bar. You gotta say it like that. All right, so let's keep going. Let's keep giving these people this work. Kevin Durant, let's go.
You keep joining super teams to win the NBA title. How about we work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Oh! You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that one. It was like a little simpler.
KD. Where's the camera? KD, yeah. You're one of the best scorers to ever play this game. I respect your game. You know, you've led by example for 15 years. So you
were I hate this.
You were my favorite player growing up.
I hate this. And entertain me.
I respect your game. I'm sorry.
No. All right, do the LeBron one and we're going to get out of here. But make this one count.
LeBron, I love your game, man.
No.
Hey, you're,
what is this? You're
LeBron,
not part of
I love your game. You're the king for a reason. GOAT just broke the all-time scoring record. Keep doing what you're doing, man. He's a blueprint. You're a blueprint, man.
Oh, my God. All right, listen. Listen, man. Everybody we talked about in the NBA, please don't come kill me. Giannis, this is what we love most about you, man. In all seriousness, thank you so much for the work that you're doing in the league. You're setting such a great image for kids around the world. I'm so honored that I've gotten a chance to get to know you, and I can't wait to see all the amazing work you're going to do for the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation. Brother, thank you so much. Giannis Antetokounmpo, everybody.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
It's weird because I haven't kind of hosted a show like this. I haven't been back for quite a few years. And being in the media is a very strange thing because we'll work on jokes, right? And then, you know, I'll look down the barrel and I'll say them. And then they just get piped out to the world. And sometimes you get pulled into some drama. So it's only my second day here, and I wake up this morning and Skip Bayless put me on Undisputed.
You keep joining super teams to win the NBA title. How about we work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Oh!
It's supposed to be cute. It's supposed to be tee-hee funny. It's supposed to be key-key-key funny.
Right.
And it's just not to me either because it's unfair to Kevin Durant.
Right.
And he is the thinnest-skinned superstar I've ever closely observed, so he is not going to be pleased, and I'm waiting for him to fire back via Twitter.
Nor should he. It's like day one, I brought out, you know, NBA All-Star Giannis Antetokounmpo. I brought him out on the show. He was our first guest for my week. And I brought him on actually to plug his amazing foundation that's in honor of his father, the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation. And one of the things I was talking about, I don't know if anyone here is a fan of Giannis, but he's this really beautiful human being. He's one of the best basketball players in the world, but he has this like immigrant dad green card energy. You know what I mean? Like, he has a supermax contract, but he's just like, are these Subway napkins? Can I take these? Like, it's that juxtaposition that I love about him. And he's got so much humility and grace. And there was this clip that we played on the show where even though he's a two-time MVP, they asked him in interviews, hey, do you think you're the best basketball player in the world? He's the former MVP. And he's like, no, Steph Curry is. And I show him that clip and I'm like, cut that out, stop it. You're an American citizen. Stop walking around with this green card energy. I want unbridled arrogance. Like, you need to improve your ability at talking shit. And you know how, like, Obama on Key and Peele had the Obama anger translator? I was like, I need to be your talk shit translator. So he's just so humble, he can't do it. So we load up shit talk in the prompters. And I go, look, I know comedy's not your show. Go to this camera right here, read it. You know, and he's just like, hey, LeBron, you know, and he's doing his whole thing. Hey, LeBron, you know, and then he couldn't even get through, and he's like, I'm sorry, LeBron, I love you, LeBron. Like, LeBron, I love you, I love you, I love my family, I love my mother. Like, he could not do it. He could not talk shit for 2 seconds. He's a better Muslim than me. He's not even Muslim. You know what I mean? And one of the lines he said was, inadvertently, he got through this line that I wrote for him, and he's like, KD, let's work out together so I can finally teach you to be strong enough to carry your own team. Oh, no, no, why did I say that? No, it was so adorable. Oh, KD, no, I love you, KD.
Where's the camera?
Where's the camera?
KD, you're one of the best scorers to ever play this game. I respect your game. You know, you've lead by example for 15 years. So you were
my favorite player
growing up.
I hate this. And entertain me.
I respect your game.
But then Skip Bayless, this morning, just ripped out that little clip of Giannis going to camera and being like, KD, you need to get stronger so you can carry a team on your back. And then Skip's dumbass is like, see, that is so mean to Kevin Durant. Because we all know he has thin skin. I'm like, wait a second, Skip. Are you trying to big up Kevin Durant by talking shit about Kevin Durant? We should be nicer to Kevin Durant because he's clearly a pansy who can't handle it. Like, what are you saying? And that's the thing. I'm only on day two of, you know, doing this guest hosting thing, and that's the vexing thing I hate about being a part of the media. It's this clickbait, Instagram reels, TikTok media grift of like, oh, if I just snip out the right amount, oh, baby, I can ride the wave. Like, while you're on the train to work, I can get you mad. Like, oh, I can, ooh, feed that algorithm, Lord Algo, right? And the shitty part is Skip is perpetuating the very same reason why professional athletes don't go on any of these shows. You know what I mean? They've created a dynamic where you gotta go full Darth Maul in order to be a former athlete that does media. You gotta go full Draymond Green, Kendrick Perkins, to camera. I'll be like, I'll kick you in the nuts. And the producers are like, yeah, more, do more of that. Or be a normal person, right? That's why all the athletes are like, you know, I'm just gonna just keep doing my thing and just completely ignore you guys. I don't know what to do. You know, do you guys know who Skip Bayless is? If you don't know who Skip Bayless is, he's an old white man named Skip Bayless. That. But I think if Skip really cares about the athletes and the sport, then I think if he's going to benefit off the grift, then I think he should make a donation to the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation. You gotta cleanse those pockets, baby. And if you want to learn more about the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation, I suggest you also donate money to that as well. It's an amazing organization. I'm so proud of Giannis and Thanasis, and shout out to them. So thank you guys so much.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.